Welcome to Don's Donuts. I'm Don. How may I help you?
You look a little familiar. Can I get a Boylan?
You want the Boylan donut? Nobody orders the Boylan donut.
Oh, it's named after me.
Here you go. Here's the Boylan.
Ow!
Yes, that was your tooth. We get that a lot. It's got that rock
hard
center.
What's in there?
No, it's an actual stone.
It's sweet rock. On soft on the outside. You look awfully familiar. Your voice, though.
Come here. Just lean in. Come here.
Yeah? What?
Bob, it's me. You've got to get me out of here.
Oh, my God, Robin.
I've been making donuts nonstop.
You got to come back. I've been talking to myself for a year and a half.
Oh, thank God that's over.
Wow.
I really thought the donut life was for me, but it's not.
I'm glad you shaved, too.
It turns out it's a lot of work making donuts. I'm glad to be back in the studio.
When we dust off your computer there, you got anything to play?
I do. Let me see here. Hold on just a second.
I mean, you can play that Hank Williams. I've been listening to Hank Williams all week, actually.
You're kidding me.
No, well, Holly Williams was here last week, right? And it got me thinking about the family line and stuff. You know, and she was pregnant, too. And I was trying to think about what it would be like. Like, here she is playing a tiny desk, and she's carrying a baby. And in 20 years, that baby could be like her dad. It could be like her. It could be like her grandfather. It could be
a great-grandfather.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, I just thought it was exciting. So I've been listening to Hank Williams, and there you were in your donut shop.
Synchronicity. Let's see. Why don't you play something while I'm getting my bearings again?
Okay, so just before we walked into the studio, like moments, I got a new Pornographers song. I've listened to it once. It was fabulous.
What?
And I'm just going to play it because I got a record coming out in August.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I can't believe you have. I haven't heard anything about this. Well, I've been running the donut shop.
Well, they don't, yeah, it's not really much.
No.
The album's called Brill Bruisers, and this is the opening.
Brill Bruisers.
Brill Bruisers, and this is the opening cut called Brill Bruisers.
Bye.
Well, that jumps for joy, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this record's finally coming. I've been hearing teases about it. I follow Carl Newman, AC Newman on Twitter. And last year, in July of last year, I remember he sent out a tweet that said, "I hope banjo and yelling, hey, are still cool because that's half our new record." And I remember reading that at the time and thinking, yes, please, throw in a few hand claps and it'll be even that much better. But that was incredible. Oh, I'm so excited for this.
And it's a whole band. Nico Case is with the band still.
Oh, great.
So that's fabulous. They're going to tour. We'll have to do something fun with them. And that's A New Pornographers. And the record comes out August 26th. The name of the cut was called Brill Bruisers.
Nice.
So nice, always fun word players in that band.
What a great way to kick this show off.
You're going to bring us down.
And I will bring you down. No, I've got some uncharacteristically upbeat music from me today.
That's because you're just finally out of the donut
shop. Yeah, I'm out of the donut shop. No more donuts. I'm going to revisit two artists we've had on the show before, starting off with an artist named Mape. She's a hip-hop and R&B singer. She's originally from Rhode Island, but she grew up in Sweden. Is this ringing a bell? We had her on last fall. Saida, NPR Music, Saida Blount came on the show last fall and played a song from Mape called Don't Wait. That song just ended up being this monster hit for her. And it was from her, I think it was her second EP at the time, and she's now coming back with her debut full-length, Mape is. It's called Hey Hey, and I want to play this cut from the record. It is called Change.
Be crowned, and if that love is
Mape, what a voice, huh?
Yep.
That song's Change from her upcoming record, Hey Hey, just a very uplifting, joyful, positive song about the power of love and appreciating what you have in life. And this whole record is just a great listen. It is not out. Are you ready for this? It is not out until September 23rd. That is officially a fall release. It is a fall release. But this song changes out, and she'll be touring later this summer with John Legend, who we had at a Tiny Desk concert. See how everything is connected? I think when she's out on the road, we need to bring her in for a Tiny Desk concert.
Deal.
She will tear
Done.
It up. And, you know, I bet there's not a band on the planet that is less than 6 degrees separated from the Tiny Desk.
Well, the next band I'm going to play tore it up at the Tiny Desk. We have
Nico
not even
Case
put it
Case came
up.
And played at the Tiny Desk.
That's right. She
that's
sure
right.
did. Yeah. Twice Nico Case came to the Tiny Desk.
Oh, that's right.
Right?
That's
with
right.
Jacob Dylan.
Oh, that's
as
right.
As a backup singer.
That's
and
right.
then she came back as a gorilla.
That's right. For Halloween.
For Halloween.
That was a live Tiny Desk, too.
That's right. That was wonderful. And tore it up at the Tiny Desk. I was going to say Moon Hooch, remember?
How could I forget Moon Hooch?
Which no one else has seen yet.
Oh, that's right.
That said, it'll come out soon. Moon Hooch is a band. They are one of the best live bands you'd imagine seeing. And Stephen Thompson and Robin and I were at a show in Austin at South by Southwest. Remember that amazing evening? And then they came in and did an amazing job at the Tiny Desk. They put an album out in 2013. They have a new record coming out. And I am going to play play a new Moon Hooch song.
This year just keeps getting better and better.
From a record that comes out September 16th.
It's still a summer release.
Still a summer release. And I'm so excited. This is a cut called Barry 3. Barry is in baritone.
Oh, okay.
Saxophone.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Here we go. Ready? I mean, honestly, strap in.
Just a second.
And the record's called, this is Cave Music, which is what they call the music they do. So, two saxophones, a drummer, we'll talk more. We'll be right back.
They did that at the Tiny Desk. I thought that was a new one.
Wow.
Moon Hooch.
It's just literally a breathless performance.
Three people.
I find myself, when I watch them live, I'll just fixate on the drummer and watch him. He's just incredible.
His facial expressions are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, he's just an unreal talent, too.
Yeah. They do something really weird, which I didn't even get, because I've seen their live show, and you've seen their live show a number of times. I'm going to try to do the best I can here and explain this, but they all studied at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music in New York City, so they're all like...
They know what they're doing.
Right. But they take, like, Ableton, which is usually a music program used in electronica to, like, cut up beats and move little phrases around
and
stuff, right?
And things like that, yeah.
So they play around with that, and then they take music that's sort of made there electronically and is kind of dancey, kind of beat music, and then they figure out how to play it on their saxophones.
What?
Yes.
So I'm not sure I follow this. So let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. They play bits and pieces and chop them all together in Ableton, and then they listen to what they've just created in Ableton and then try to figure out how to play it live?
Right. And then in order to keep, because some of the beats are like crazy because they stop, start
right.
in weird ways and switch up, they all are listening to a click in their head that is run by Ableton that gives them sort of the guidepost to where the song is.
It's a metronome they all follow.
Sort of a metronome. And that goes on for the entire length of that hour and 15-minute show we saw together. I had no idea
any of
this happened.
They've got that going on in their ear?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
the show
is completely organic sounding.
Yeah.
But it's these bizarre, amazing stop starts and things that you just, as a normal human being, wouldn't think to do. And it's like a compositional tool, but then it's used as a performance tool. Anyway,
well,
Moon Hooch.
That actually helps explain how they're able to pull off some of the things that they do during the live shows, because I always thought, how can any band be this tight?
Right.
How can, and it was, their change-ups are so intricate, and they just can turn on a dime so precisely.
Moon Hooch, new record. It comes out. It's called This Is Cave Music, and it comes out in September 16th. And the Tiny Desk concert's not too many weeks away, so if you don't know them, you'll see them.
I said I was going to talk about two artists we've had on the show before, revisiting their work. First one was Mompei. The second one is going to allow us to take it down a notch. My heart is racing. We've been going full throttle since the top of the show. So I'm going to play something from a band called Don Golden.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2011, we had Don Golden on. At the time, he was going by Don Golden and Rosie Cross. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm, totally.
And now he's just Don Golden. It's still the music of Dexter Tortoriello, very talented electronic musician. And he has put together this gorgeous, just beautifully moody record called Still Life. And I don't like to fixate too much on album titles, but I feel like this one is so appropriate because it implies a still life, this sort of solitary, quiet vibe to the music. But it also is still life as in captured moments, these little vignettes about life and all its wonders and woes. The song I'm going to play, I don't know if it's autobiographical at all, but it gets pretty dark. From the record Still Life, this is Don Golden, and the song I want to play is called Slight Orchestra.
There's some stars in the sky. Your sister's high peeking on pills in the alleyway. There's my death in your eyes. The warm light shudders in the glow of my own. The kids are black, eyes shine bright in the morning light.
Why you always do?
Love the sounds on that cut. From Still Life and Don Goldenette's Slide Orchestra. Nice push and pull on this record. You know, it's like there's a pressure behind everything. Very melancholy and restrained, but full of all this tension, it feels like, behind all of the sounds. Just a great record. Anyway, Don Golden is the artist. The record's Still Life, an album that's actually out already. So we keep playing all this stuff that people can't get yet, but that's one that's out, Still Life.
I'm going to do one that's out, too, and it's a new, invigorated Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They've been together for 10 years now. They've had their ups. They've had their downs. I think this is their best band. They changed personnel a bunch, but Alec Owensworth is certainly center stage and singer and songwriter
for the
anchor of the group, for sure. The drumming is just alive and kicking. And I saw them at U Street Music Hall, and it's just so nice to see a band 10 years on be invigorated and have a bunch of new songs, to have an audience out there that not only wanted to listen to the old stuff, but really you could see the faces and the smiles when they played the new stuff. It's exciting. I'm going to play this song. You're going to like this because of the guitar right off, but you'll like it for other reasons too. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. The song's called Coming Down, from Only Run is the name of the record.
Yeah.
What a fantastic direction for them. I love how loud and gritty that is. So nice.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I was looking up here in the NPR Music website. I love how deep our archives go here. Here's a feature on the band from 10 years ago. And the headline is, "To generate buzz, clap your hands on the net. Musicians looking for a break are increasingly turning away from conventional forms of promotion and towards the more populist venue of the internet. Who? MP3 blogs, web-based..."
Okay, stop, please. This is too hard.
Well, it's just crazy that the 10 years for us anyway went by in the blink of an eye, and that was still, you know, 2004, 2005 was a relatively new thing for bands to empower themselves like this.
Deservedly so. That was a brilliant, brilliant record.
Right.
And Alec has gone on solo project-wise and other Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah records that have also had moments of brilliance. But recognition, not as much. And I think this record could certainly turn that around. It's called Only Run. It's out now. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. Coming Down is the song we just played. And the first listen, I hope you got a chance to hear it when we did the whole album last week.
That I can't match the grit of that, but I can keep it up to take us out of the show. My first one back from what seemed like a lifetime making donuts. This is a band called Always, but they spell their name A-L-V-V-A-Y-S. So the VV stands in for the W. Yeah, I think they've had some people have been pronouncing it Always. It's Always. And you know, it has just been so gorgeous here. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have. I've actually been outside.
Yeah, here in D.C. Yeah. For a couple weeks now. It's crazy how nice it's been. Just beautiful and dry and sunny. And this song, I think, is the perfect soundtrack for it. A relatively new band from Canada, Always. Just very breezy, summery, sweet sound. They are fronted by the singer Molly Rankin. Her voice reminds me a lot of a sort of a slightly brighter version of Victoria Bergsman. Do you remember her?
Oh,
of
sure.
The Concretes? She did that song, Young Folks, with Peter, Bjorn, and John. Anyway, Molly Rankin, who fronts this group Always, she's from a large family of well-known musicians in Canada, the Rankin family. They've won numerous Juno Awards and other accolades for their country music and their folk recordings. Always, the band Always, nothing like that. Nothing really country or folk about it at all, but just wonderfully summery, sweet music. The record, the self-titled record, Always, isn't out until July 22nd. We will do a first listen on it, and I can give you a little flavor of it now with a song called Next of Kin.
And if folks didn't catch it, the Spoon event that we did, premiering one song, is online.
A one-song concert webcast.
First listen.
First listen.
Give it a look. And
happened this Monday, and you can still see it online.
And then on Friday, Sylvanesso and Tune Yards live at the 9:30 Club, webcasting video. Check the web for showtimes. And there's a little calendar reminder. If you click it, then you won't forget when you're like home doing nothing. Yeah, because you're probably home doing nothing.
Friday night, home doing nothing. Yeah. Bed by 10, BBT.
I'm missing my contra dance band for this. Yeah.
Bob Boylan, you hardly ever miss that contra dance. It's like, what is it, the second Friday of every month?
Like the last 12 years I play in a contra dance band. But I'm for Tune Yards, for Sylvanesso.
Yeah, it has to be extreme circumstances.
This is it.
So yeah, Sylvanesso and Tune Yards, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be worth it. Anyway, this band, Always, Next of Kin, from the record, Always, at July 22nd.
Thanks, man.
Thank
Welcome
you,
back.
Oh, thanks. Good to be back.
Have a donut.
Have a boiling.
You took Thank you.